I certainly recognize that we've got to compromise a bit. But what we didn't compromise on in this farm bill, and I'd like to take issue with, is this bill does not cut SNAP benefits, period, end of sentence. It does not cut SNAP benefits. I spent the last 12 years administering a social services department in the state of New York required to distribute food stamps, SNAP benefits. I know the power and the benefit, and I know the waste, fraud, and abuse that states like New York engage in, and sadly, too much of the hard-earned taxpayer dollars that we want to get to families don't often get there. It's why I'm happy that this bill holds states accountable, as it ought to ensure that there's the efficient delivery of food stamp and SNAP benefits. It's why I'm grateful this bill includes 10 provisions that I advocated for, all of which are bipartisan. I'm grateful to Ms. Caraveo, who at least acknowledged that, quite frankly, there are significant numbers of bipartisan provisions that we worked collectively on, everything from expanding access to SNAP benefits to supporting dairy farms like the ones I represent in upstate New York. What I'd also like to say is, as I come to Congress, amazingly enough, after many years in public service, but I grew up on food stamps. My mother struggled with an undiagnosed mental illness. Were it not for food stamps and the support of federal programs to provide free lunches, I thought I was the luckiest kid at James V. Forrest Elementary School in Beacon, New York. All those other suckers had to pay for lunch. I know the power of the program, and I wanted to be sure as a member of this committee that I was able to articulate that. And because this bill protects food insecure populations by increasing SNAP through preserving the cost of living adjustments, we increase funding for food banks, we enable families to purchase more fruits and vegetables through food assistance, all of those provisions, bipartisan. This bill includes legislation that I wrote that would ensure that those who are food insecure and senior citizens receive healthy meals and allow working individuals with disabilities to age 17 to 21 to receive SNAP benefits and expansion. Several of my Democratic colleagues co-sponsor that legislation. I just think it's important in a divided country, in a bipartisan government, to acknowledge the reality. We've all got to come together to try to accept a little bit of compromise. But what we did not compromise on is support for family farmers, and we didn't compromise on cutting SNAP benefits. It is dishonest to say so. Perhaps you want them to grow more. Perhaps you're okay with the future president decimating food stamps. I'm not willing to give a president that kind of authority. I am, however, willing to stand up for the families that rely on those benefits and the farmers in upstate New York that expect it. And it's why not only do I support the bill, I really encourage my colleagues to think just a little bit further beyond that no.